The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
That's going to do it. Alexander Volkov. Wow. Statement made.
It's my time. I come in to the belt.
Alexander Drago Volkov.
Short time, and he's out. Danilo Marquez, submission victory in round two.
But what a fantastic performance by Danilo Marquez.
Danilo Marquez.
Please tell me that's on video. I've never been happier.
I'm made for a fucking podcast. That's dangerous. Listen to me, we're at it.
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered, take two. I butchered the first opening. Today, Matt and I are going to be joined by Alexander Volkov. Main event fight against Cyril Gane this Saturday night. That's an incredibly exciting fight with definite, I think, title implications, even though it looks like it's going to be Lewis and Ngannou. I think Cyril Gane has risen so quickly that if he wins, he very well may be next in line if it's not a trilogy with Stipe. That's it. That's, again, if Ngannou wins and if Cyril wins.
He better win or he'll be gone before you know it.
Your mic cut out.
I'm sorry, Jimmy. I'm coming in hot.
I wouldn't say that was hot.
I'm coming in awful and awkward. Listen,
that Jimmy, was the plink of an ice cube.
Jimmy, I'm so sorry. I said I'm giving you some jokes to give your buddy a chip. But listen, I'm very excited. You know why?
Why?
This is why. I went to my TRT place. I got a shot in my hiney. Oh, that's not why. That right. Always makes me feel good.
Sure.
And I got on the scale. Under 200 pounds.
Oh, good. That's good. Good.
Now, listen, I know people like, what do you think? Didn't you fight at 1.155? Yeah. Didn't you win the belt, shocking the world in the process, at 170? Why are you happy about walking around at 199? Do you know why?
Why? Matt's got abs. How does that look? God damn it. Matt's got look? Fucking abs.
Look at this. Look, I'm trying to pinch. Let me pinch. Hold on. I don't want to exaggerate. Let me pinch. Fuck yeah, Jimmy.
I can literally pinch
Fuck
more.
Yeah.
I can pinch more on my eyelids.
I can pinch
than
more
Matt
on your
has.
Cheeks. If you were here, I'd pinch your little cheeks. But listen, Jimmy.
My fat cheeks.
Right? Thank God that Volkov is ready to go, or else I might just lift up my shirt again.
Yeah.
Come on, man. On the 200. I feel powerful, Jimmy. We got a plus one.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I have to translate it because it's hard for Alex to listen for the fast talk and the funny talk, but he's a funny guy himself. So I'm here as a manager and a translator who will help him.
Well, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you also.
It's an honor, man. I saw your fight real time when you became a champion.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. And I love your hair, by the way. As a bald man, I'm jealous of your hair. Look, Volkov understands that.
Yeah. It's my lifetime problem because I don't cut my hair because it grows too fast.
Dude, you look like Thor, man.
It works.
Thank you. Yeah.
Nice. Well, nice to meet you. And Volkov, we're excited to get to know Volkov because we've been fans, and this is the first time he's coming on the show. So we're very happy to get him on here.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's an honor, sir. Trust him.
And this fight is really, really interesting because Cyril Gane has risen pretty quickly. in the ranks. And you said you didn't think he was less dangerous than Ngannou, which is a lot of respect to give Ciryl Gane. What makes you think that? What makes you say that he's that good?
Well, first of all, they have the same coach. I really think that his stand-up is, it's different, yes, but it's as powerful as Ngannou is. It's just different approach to it, you know, and I really think he is a very good fighter.
I'll tell you, very impressive. Your last fight, well, your last several fights, but your last fight versus Alistair Overeem. How did it feel facing him? Because were you a fan of his before you fought him? Because he's been around forever.
Actually, it was very, very strange because I was his huge fan since university and I watched almost all his fights. And when I went to the octagon, it was very surreal. Like, you know, I'm fighting one of my favorite guys, you know, that I know through and through. But I had to remove emotions from this fight, you know, because otherwise I will be fighting another full force. So I had to take my emotion, send them to the bag, and then take it on after the fight.
Were you able to do that in the fight? We've talked to Uriah Hall and a couple of guys who have fought Anderson Silva. And, you know, they had kind of the same thing with Anderson. And were you able to do that the second you stepped into the cage, or was it once the fight started? How did that happen for you? Were you able to put it aside?
Actually, I've managed to think that I need to remove my emotion and done it at the same time as soon as it was declared that I will fight Overeem. And then I said, okay, emotions aside, it's a professional mode on. After the fight, I will go back to my fan cell. But when the fight ended, I was very, very, very sad that he lost.
Yes. Uriah Hall had that same thing with Anderson Silva, where once you win the fight, you also probably you feel sad for the guy who you like so much.
Actually, those thoughts came to me not only after the fight, but during the fight, when I felt that I'm winning and I've felt, you know, that, and I realized that I will finish this fight before the bell will ring. And I started to feel, oh my God, legends are going back because I'm beating one of them. And it's like, it was a bittersweet feeling through and through.
Sure.
Yeah. It still feels better than getting your ass kicked. No. Right? Hey, Volkov. Hey, man. Listen, I, you know, you give him a hug afterwards, but, you know, you got to feed your family. For the people that don't know, Volkov's story, for Alexander's story, what did he get started with martial arts? What was his first discipline?
Actually, it was karate that I started. Yeah, it was a traditional karate in, you know, just a school gym. But I trained all my life since I was a very small kid. But all my life, I thought I would be an engineer. Because I've graduated the Bauminsky universities, like Russian MIT. It's one of the hardest to graduate university in Russia. And actually, today, it's anniversary 10 years as I graduated this university.
Oh, wow. So wait. So when did he decide, instead of going with the education, to go into the fighting world? When did he make that choice?
Actually, I started my professional career 2 years before I graduated university, and I was doing this both, studying and fighting. But by the end of my university, when I've received my diploma, I was already 11-3 as a professional. So it was quite an obvious choice. I mean, it's such a long way, you know, when I only graduated university, you know, then starting all over again and becoming engineer. So I decided to go fighting as I already had a career there.
And being a really a very, very large guy, when large guys are kids, sometimes they have nobody fighting them, or sometimes everybody wants to fight them to see that they can kick the big guy's ass. So growing up, did you fight a lot, or did you not have to fight at all when you were a young teenager?
Actually, growing up, I was tall, but very, very skinny. And I was looked like a nerd. You know, I was tall, skinny nerd. And basically, no one could dream of that I'm fighting, you know, since I was a very small kid. Actually, I've just posted a picture from my graduation day. In Instagram, you can see how skinny and small I am, how nerdy I am. but I already have 11-3.
Oh, when you graduated, what did you want to do when you were a kid? When you were, what did you think you would do when you got older?
Actually, I always wanted to become an engineer to create and invent new technologies. And I was very good at math. I participated in science conventions a lot as being a small school science convention. And, you know, everyone was 100% sure that I will become an engineer or a science officer, something like this. And I really wanted it, but life is life.
Yeah.
Oh, so you didn't just look like a nerd. You were a nerd, but now you're a dangerous nerd. Yeah.
Complete nerd. He's still a nerd. Trust me.
He's still a nerd.
Trying to get him somewhere. I don't know. He said, I'm playing my computer games. That's all I do.
It's basically me too. Does he ever play virtual reality? Ask him if he ever plays this.
Yeah, it's funny story. I will tell you. You will not want me to tell this story. Because I'm a businessman. I own a couple of IT companies. And one of them was developing some new VR stuff. I asked him to come to test it. And when we put a horror game.
Yes.
He would be that guy. He was sweating. Oh, Lord, you know, just a Bellator champion, you know, professional fighter. When he sees some ghosts, he's like,
yes.
Then he just took it off and said, I will never play this again.
That is great. That's a good advertisement for your horror video game. It's so scary. A savage UFC heavyweight contender won't even play it. That's great.
Yeah, exactly. And he's like, it was very funny. But there is you walk and there is like a corridor. While he was in VR and I'm walking on the TV, he went to that corridor and there is a girl in the end of this corridor. I said, thank you. Game over.
That is hysterical. Jimmy, some of those games are scary.
They all, I played one, but I get motion sick. So I have like the Oculus Quest 2, which Matt talked me into getting. Ooh. And I played like the Exorcist game, Heretic, and I couldn't figure it out, but it was a really creepy, uncomfortable vibe. And I was only on the first level of it. So yeah, it is kind of frightening.
So besides MMA, what is Volkov? What do you like to do? You like video games? What else? Movies? Is there anything he's reading or watching now that he wants to turn us on to?
Actually, I had a lot of hobbies before I got married and had a son. Right now, my favorite hobby is my son.
How old?
3.5. So my favorite hobby is spending time with him. And then when I have a free time, I play computer games. My main hobby is MMA, you know, because all I do is, you know, training and stuff. But still, I have time to play. And my aunt, well, we were driving from LA to Vegas. All this time he played Magic the Gathering, you know, very nerdy game. If you'll try to find a nerdier guy playing MTG, and he was like, I'm so good, and I created my own deck, and I just got this guy's ass with my own deck. I was very happy about it.
He's in good company. You know who loves that game is former champion Robert Whittaker.
Oh, we can create a great UFC fun, you know. Stuff, make them play against each other.
Yes, he told us about that, Jimmy. I don't know if you remember.
I remember the interview, but I don't remember him saying that.
I was asking him, what is Magic the Gathering? I'm like, is it like D&D? Like, and he said it's a card game and it's got like these characters on. I still don't know what it is.
No, I don't either.
But it's a card game, right? But it looks like fun.
It's really fun. I mean, like, it's like a duel of the sorcerers with summoning demons to fight each other, and it's a card game. It's like there is a writer, Robert Asprin. He wrote great books called Mythos. And there is a game called a Draconian Poker. It's the hardest game to understand on Earth. So he basically took MTG and called it Draconian Poker. So it's like MTG is not an easy thing to learn to play. And he was playing it since he was in school.
I like that shit. I like all that nerdy stuff. I just don't know how to play any of it. That's why I was thinking
we'll teach you. If we will meet, you know, the menu will teach you, don't worry.
Yes.
Well, do you play chess? A lot of guys who are good at math are good at chess.
First of all, he loves to play chess with a lot of people. He loves chess, but he hates to lose. So he doesn't play chess anymore with us. Because me and his trainer, Taras, we play chess a lot. Once he loses, he can't fight his place. He's like, he hates losing. So if he loses even in chess, he will you know, spend night without sleep learning some new move to defeat you. So he's like the wrong person to win. Because if you win him, he will be so sore. And until he will win back, he will be most miserable loser you ever met.
Well, that's a good quality in a fighter, though. That's a good quality in a fighter.
Made him a champion material.
Yes.
And Alexander, what do you think you have to do to get a title shot? You know, Francis, it looks like it's going to be Derek Lewis. Nobody knows if John Jones will actually fight at heavyweight. There's also a Stipe trilogy. If you do beat Ciryl Gane, what do you think your road to get a shot at the belt is?
Usually it's the question that everyone asks me before any of my fights. I mean, if people ask, then it's probably now. But, you know, as a professional, I'm trying not to look to the Cyril's back. You know, I'm fully focused on him. Of course, I'll be happy to find Gane, and I really think that's a good win over Cyril will give me a title shot. But we know how hard it is right now in the division. You know, there is a lot of people who can fight for the belt, you know, and deserve really to fight for the belt. Stipe with the trilogy, you know, Jones with the big money that he'll bring to any fight. But I will be happy because I really think it will be a great story to fight, you know, any of the guys who will be holding the belt by the time.
What trouble do you, because John said he's having a hard time like maintaining at heavyweight or getting to heavyweight. Do you think it's just moving around with the extra muscle on, or what do you think that is? It's just a bigger jump than he expected?
I really think we have the same problem. When I first fought in the heavyweight, I weighed about 97 kilos. It's basically 2 kilos above the light heavyweight mark. Now, so I was always skinny, and maintaining the muscle mass with our anthropology is a huge problem. You have to spend a lot of effort and time to maintain this muscle mass. Right now I'm 120, but it took a long road.
How many pounds is that? I'm sorry, I don't know kilos at all. 120 kilos, what is that?
Upper side of the weight loss. It's like the max. 120 kilos, it's the max amount of weight that you can enter the fight. 266, here's the math guy.
Oh, wow, okay, thanks.
And when he started, he was 210.
Wow, that's a huge difference. Yeah, yeah, that's a giant jump up. And you had a really good fight against Greg Hardy. Did he bring what you expected him to bring? His cardio seems to have improved. I was kind of impressed with Hardy, even though you won that fight. What did you think of him?
Actually, I was very impressed with him. He wasn't, you know, marked opponent for me. He came for the last minute notice, you know, before and my opponent changed. And I really didn't know much about him aside he's a professional footballer and he's not a professional fighter. So we had very small time to prepare for him and prepare something especially for him. In the fight, I really thought that as not being a professional fighter, being an athlete, he will not be used to getting punched and the pain from punching and kicking will break him. But to his honor, he survived it and he showed himself a very durable fighter with a good cardio and a fighter in heart because otherwise, if you've been only an athlete, we saw a lot of people coming from different sports to our sport, having received a punishment, you know, going to stop fighting or going to fight much less or doing, you know, all the stuff that helping them to evade the fight. To Greg's honor, he have the soul of a fighter, yes.
And you said something interesting about the loss to Lewis, last-minute loss. In the end, it benefited you somehow. What do you think you got out of that, and what did that change for you?
Actually, it changed him a lot. He started to train differently and much more. He removed everything that he thought is an obstacle in his life and removed it from his life. Yeah, for the first time, he started to bulking up as he thought that the punching power and the power overly was lacking in this fight because he should have finished it much earlier, not by the points, but by the KO or TKO in the first, second, or during the third round. So he started to work on his punching power, on his kicking power, and the power in overall. And you see that he is very different. If before that, when Alex fought, you know, there was usually a punching cumulative power, amount of punches that the enemy absorb, and then the KO comes with it. Right now, even his jabs is wobbling his opponent.
You know, it's weird with that fight because even though he lost that fight, it was that it's one of those. It must have been very frustrating because I believe there was seconds left, and I can relate because it happened to me in my very first fight in the UFC. Excuse me, versus Shoni Carter, where I was winning, and then there was 10 seconds left or something, and I ran into a spinning back fist that I'm sure everybody's seen a million times now. But so I know the frustration of winning, of dominating, and then losing with seconds left. But at the same time, everybody got to see how great a fighter Volkov is because he got that show the whole time. It's way worse getting caught in the opening seconds. Then, you know what I mean? Even though it's more frustrating, you know, maybe getting caught with
right
a little bit left. I don't know how you're going to translate that. I kind of just rambled. But
no, I agree with you because, you know, we have a joke in Russian MMA community. We have like a Kieza Award, like people who lost 10, 5 seconds before the end. You know, it's always very frustrating and you won this place. And we as a corner man, I can say that we very, very, were frustrated, and I think it's our fault, not his, before we didn't tell him to stop. But to our, let's say, small thing is that we really thought that he's finishing the fight. All the fight, we thought that, like, there's a couple of shots and Lewis will fall. We never told him back down.
But let's get back to positive, Bill. Perseverance, baby. He came back from that, and he's kicking ass. So this is great.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that, oh, that was a while ago. No, you had, you had a couple of your last fights, 2 second round TKOs.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to this fight. This is a really, really good matchup. Cyril Gon has looked great, but so have you lately. So good luck on Saturday. It was nice to talk to you and to have you on. And honestly, whatever happens, I look forward to seeing your fight again. And, you know, good luck on Saturday.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you, both you guys.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Hey, Danilo, how's your front kick? Did you ever front kick somebody down a well, Leonidas? Look at you. Yeah, I think I'm looking at the movie 300. Hold on a second. Give that guy a shield and a spear. Yeah, buddy. I don't know.
How are you guys?
Jimmy. Good. Jimmy, I don't want to skip. We just met Danilo. Let's say hi first. Hey, man. Yeah. Nice to meet you. I'm Matt.
Nice to meet you. My Jim. Pleasure. Jimmy. Nice to meet you, guys. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
dude, welcome. You looked the part, brother. Are you excited for this weekend? Talk to us.
Yes, of course. Of course, my third fight UFC. I'm very excited. And let's go. Let's work.
And they have you. And I always say this to guys who are the main fight of the prelims. That's a fight that the UFC obviously believes in because they want people to stick around. If it's before a pay-per-view, they want people to buy the pay-per-view. If it's before the a fight night, they want people to stick around and watch. So they must have a lot of faith in you if they're putting you as the main fight before the actual main card starts. That's a real show of faith in the UFC.
Yeah, it's a big opportunity for sure. For be honest, I don't think about when I'm going to fight preliminaries or main card. Of course, it's important for my career and everything, but I just focus on the fight and when it's going to happen, I will be there, you know?
Hey, Danilo, for the audience, we want them to get to know you. We want to know where you're from. And what was the first discipline you did in the martial arts?
I'm from São Paulo, Brazil. And I live in California, Huntington Beach, training Kings MMA. And my first sport was Taekwondo when I had 80 years old. Yeah. So I don't know nothing more about Taekwondo, but my first competition, really, really professional, I can say, was in boxing when I had 12, 13 years old.
Ah, 12, 13. You started with the striking.
Yeah, boxing. I had like 100 fights in amateur boxing in Brazil.
Oh, so you fought a lot when you were a kid. 100 amateur fights?
Yeah. I had something like this, around this number, but for sure I had a lot. I started like a 12 and then I kept fighting until 24, 23 years old.
I've never been to São Paulo. São Paulo, right?
Yeah, São Paulo.
Yeah, I think I did a layover there once on my way to Rio. I've been to Rio a couple of times, but it was fun. But São Paulo is supposed to be like a really, it's a very crowded city, isn't it? Like 24 million people. It's a really, really very packed city.
It's a big city. I can't compare like a New York, but everything works 24 hours. Crazy city. It's a big one. I born in there.
Did you fight a lot when you were a kid, like before your actual boxing? Was that something you did like in school? Did you fight a lot or was it kind of quiet where you grew up?
No, at the school, I played soccer a lot because Brazilians, you know? So I played soccer a lot. I played soccer at the street. I played soccer at the school. So that's normal there. And I got at the gym for start box with my sister when I had something like 12 years old. 13 years old, and I start to competition inside the gyms, small competitions, and I keep it going until the AIBA one, you know, amateur boxing in Brazil, like a Brazilian selection I had there. So, Campeonato Paulista, we count Paulista Championship is an amateur boxing competition in São Paulo, Brazilian amateur boxing championship. So I fought a lot there.
What made you want to go away from the path of boxing and into mixed martial arts?
When I was in boxing, some guys from martial arts like André Galvão and other guys, Demian Maia, they came and trained with us boxing for them fighting MMA. So I met these guys and started conversation, make friends. So I started jiu-jitsu and doing some competition in jiu-jitsu too, because I love grappling. And after that, when I was 25 years old, I started training MMA, training wrestling to know how to put the guys at the front to do my jiu-jitsu, because that's important. And keep it going, I'm here now.
How was the jiu-jitsu? How was the transition when you started training jiu-jitsu? Because a lot of the strikers are like, I don't like this shit. Let me get back up. Did you enjoy the grappling?
Yeah, I enjoy it. It was natural for me. I don't know why, but when I started, I loved it. Oh my God, that's amazing. I started training jiu-jitsu at the middle of my career box, like at 18, 19 years old.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And I was in some gyms with my friends there and train a lot because the guys came from me and make sparring, boxing sparring with us, and after training jiu-jitsu with them and learning. I was in a lot of competition, jiu-jitsu Brazilian championship and international and others. So I learned a lot and I enjoy a lot. I like it. And I put in my game MMA. Was natural, you know, like my God, I had to do this before. Why I didn't, you know?
Was Mike Rodriguez your first finish? That was your first finish
in UFC. Yes. I had a lot of submissions before. Yes, was in UFC was the first one.
And did you know he was out? Because it didn't look to me like he was out, and all of a sudden the referee picks it, and he's completely unconscious.
Yeah, I and the moment I felt he's coming. So he's almost out. And I if you look at the recorder, I look at the referee and wait for him to stop, you know? because he had to do. So, yeah, I felt.
Oh, you felt that he was.
Yeah,
that was really that was very, very, very impressive. And what are you expecting against? And it's always hard for me to say his name, Kennedy Enzichukwu. What are you expecting from him?
Man, I supposed to fight against Eddie Herman, yeah. And they changed the fight a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
and it's a completely different opponent. He's a softball guy, tall guy, like the Mike Rodriguez. Mike Rodriguez was a softball, tall guy like me. So it's a good fight because in King's MMA, I had a lot of partners, softball and other partners, to train together and make my plan to this fight. So I expect a good fight for us, and I expect I can do my job very well.
Hey, let me ask you one thing for the audience at home. We like to know something besides training, besides MMA. Give us a hobby you like, a book you're reading, a show you're watching.
I like to watch movies and season series. I love the TV shows. That's my first hobby, to get to my wife. We love that. Go to theaters. I love this.
Yeah. Well, are you watching any TV shows? You watching any series on Netflix or anything?
Yeah. Netflix, Amazon Prime.
Yo, check out, if you have Amazon Prime, check out Vikings.
Vikings.
I'm telling you. I've been telling you forever. You don't listen to me. But I'm telling you, you'll love it.
Okay. I have it.
Okay.
I just finished Animal Kingdom a couple days ago. And I'm waiting for the next season.
What is that about again?
I don't know that.
People told me about.
It's about a family in California. They came from Oceanside. And they are like gangsters there, you know? But it's a different kind. They are surface guys, gangsters guys. The mom, she's a boss. It's like crazy, man. You have to see it.
Okay.
But it's not based on anybody. It's a show. It's not based on anybody real.
I don't think so. I don't know. But it's very possible. It's very possible because it's really good.
Yeah, it's hard for me to get into a new show. Like every time, like a show has to grab me immediately. I'm not very patient with new shows. Nah. Like if they don't have me by the first episode, I won't give it a second episode.
He's a tough critic with that.
I can't watch one season in one day. I love this.
If I like it, I can. Yeah, if it's good. Like Matt recommended Vikings, and everybody loves Vikings. And I watched a part of one episode, but I got distracted. So I'm going to try it again and see if I can get into the series.
Vikings is really good, bro. Vikings. But they have the other one because the history about Vikings, I think at the regular seasons is different because when you read some books, you discover some things different from the seasons. So they have in Netflix other one. The name is Last Kingdom.
Last Kingdom.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's more from the books. It's not so, you know, I think so. I like both. I like Vikings. I like Last Kingdom, but I think Last Kingdom is more like books histories. So they follow more, you know?
Yeah, you see I'll tell you, they're both very good. My wife, she watched Vikings with me. She loved it. Loved Lagertha. There's some really great characters. I tried to get into Last Kingdom. Can't do it. I don't know. So, I don't know. Good stuff, though.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, it was good finally having you on. And, you know, again, it's a great fight. This Saturday, you're the main fight of the prelims, which, again, those are always guys that the UFC feels very, very strongly about. So good luck. And you're in a really stacked division. What do you think of the state of the division before we let you go? And Blachowicz what do you think?
About the belt, you mean?
No, and just about how the division itself and how the division itself looks.
Man, the division is pretty good. I have a lot of good guys, you know. For example, the belt fight now, I'm with Glover, you know. So I think Glover can be a champion. And he has 43 or 44 years old. I'm not sure. But he's a really good guy. And the 10 first fights, the rank, you know, you can see a lot of good guys there, but they don't have a good grapplers in this division, in my opinion, you know, and not just one or two. So I think is a good way to build some stuff in this division.
Yeah, you're right too. And when you see Glover fighting at that age for the belt, it's got to be encouraging to fighters too. For a guy to be getting such an important shot so late, guys like DC, fighters must know that there's so many years of fighting left if you stay healthy.
Yeah, for sure. That's a good thing to watch. And my God, I can do this too, you know? So yes, I agree.
All right. Well, it was good talking to you and good luck on Saturday, Danilo. It was, it's obviously a great fight and it's a really, really good main event too. Between Gon and Volkov. So we'll definitely talk to you again.
Man, it's a good main event. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, guys. It's my pleasure to be here. And for sure, the main event will be very good, interesting. I want to watch.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
That was fun.
Yeah, it really was. I'm sorry if you hear a background noise. There's something that's being repaired in my house, so I'm sorry if this.
Oh, you're getting it ready for a visitor.
That's right. I do have a visitor coming.
Oh, I'm showing up with weed and cannolis. I don't know. I know you don't like the herb, but you do like cannolis, don't you?
As much of a fucking fatso as I'm turning into, yeah, I will actually probably have a cannoli. I have one more bad eating day, and it's going to be with you. And I was actually on the air this morning talking about how I'm dreading this because if there's one thing you don't want on a white couch, it's Matt Serra and buffalo wings.
I don't eat the sauce, though, so they're dry.
That's right. You told me that. Okay.
And you know what? Forget that. Let's get some Sicilian. I'm going to go off my diet. You know what's funny, Jimmy?
Well, you have abs. I mean, what diet am I on?
What?
You look at your abs.
Jimmy, hold on. What am I looking at here? Look at this one.
Hopefully my disgusted face. I hope you're
Jimmy, so proud of my head. I'm going to do some, I'm going to do the medicine ball a little bit, little hand it to my buddy after we get done doing some jujitsu later. I've been living at my school. I've been teaching a kids class lately. Isn't that funny? Not really.
But do you like teaching a kids class? Is it like easier or harder than the adults?
I never really did it. I'd always stop in and do it once in a while because, you know, it wasn't really my thing, but now I got all my three kids in there. So I kind of, it's a little extra motivating to be like, you know what? I'm going to teach tonight's class because my kids are in there. They like when I teach too, you know? And it's fun because I know I'm going to be giving them, not that my students will, of course, too. Everybody at my school is phenomenal. But, you know, I like to give a little TLC to my, hey, look who's calling, by the way, everybody. The Funk Master. Fucking the champ is calling. Let me just tell him, Funkmaster, you're on UFC Unfiltered. I'm doing the podcast with Jimmy. He says hello.
Yes, tell him I said hello.
All right, man. I'm gonna call you when I'm done with this, okay, buddy? All right, later, Funky. You want to do a few picks?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, let's do our picks. We'll pick. Let's see.
Let's
pick the. What do you say? The main and the co-main.
Okay. Okay.
Now, the co-main is tough, too. Tanner Boser against Ovince St. Preux. We like both of those guys a lot.
Boser's coming off two losses?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Arlovski and Latifi.
I feel like he just fought Latifi. When the fuck was that? June 5th.
June. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that was really recent.
All right. I don't know. This is what I'm going to say. I like that Ovince St. Preux, but
I feel
that Tanner Boser, he's been looking like a savage. Those other fights were close. I don't know about I got to watch the Latifi fight again. That's a split decision he lost. But Orlovsky, I remember, was a loss. It was a close one, too. I think he's going to get back on the winning track, and I think he's going to take out Ovince. I don't know, though. OSP's bumped.
They're fighting at heavyweight, too.
So what does that mean?
OSP is going back up to heavyweight. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hmm. Oof.
Oof.
Wait. Oof. That can't be, because they have Boser at 255 and OSP at 205. He's going to walk in heavier than 205. There's no way he fights at 205.
Even so, he's going to be lighter. They probably got that from whatever. So, yeah, I'm sure he's going to be heavier than that. But I'm ready to pick the main, so you better make your pick.
I think I'm going to take Tanner Boser as well, and I'm going to go with a second-round stoppage. And, again, I think that jump up in weight is going to be a big difference. So, yeah, I'll take him by second-round stoppage. And I love OSP. I hate picking against him.
Yeah, but you are.
Yeah, I am.
Cyril Gane or Gane?
Cyril Gane.
Or Alexander Volkov. Listen, he won me over because I like that he's being like a big nerd. I didn't know that about him. And you know me, sometimes I pick with my heart.
Yeah, me too.
And my brain. I'm picking Volkov. And I'm going to say this is going to be a savage fight. But I think he's going to get him out of there in the third round. I think something's going to happen by that third round. And I think it's going to be in Alexander's favor.
I say I'm going with Cyril. And I'm going with him second round stoppage.
Jimmy, I'm kind of having a harder time than I thought. It's not a bad show. And I know it didn't get renewed for a second season, Jupiter's Legacy, that superhero show on Netflix. But I'm getting through it. You know what it is? This is what I've been thinking about. What is it that I don't like about it? There's a lot of cool shit in it. It's violent. It's got pretty cool characters. It's not cheap in the way that they're showing it on there.
Sure.
The production. It's more of a superhero drama. That's the problem. Not a problem, but it's a little different. And that's okay. I can deal with that. So, sure. It's from Mark Millard, who did Kick-Ass, and Netflix, they bought his thing for like $40 million, like his world. So
right.
They have other series. I think they're doing Super Crooks next, and that's going to be instead of doing a sequel to this. And I think some of these characters will be in that. So I'm looking forward to that. But, I'm getting through Jupiter's Legacy, and I'll let you know when I'm done with it, my full review. But I'll tell you right now, if people like zombies, I'll give that Black Summer a chance. The first season, go through that. And I'm watching the second season. And this is what I'll tell you about that fucking show. It's very intense. It's very edge of the seedy. Like, I don't know if that's really a saying.
Like, edge of the seedy? No, I don't like that at all.
Well, it keeps you on the edge of the seat, Jimmy. And I'll never say that again, edge of the seedy. But it feels you. It's very, it keeps you involved because there's a lot of shit going crazy, and the zombies are very hyperactive. So, okay, that's my story about what to watch and whatnot. If you want a cameo for me, you could get one of those, And that's it for me, Jimmy.
Me too, buddy. And if you want a cameo, I'm not on the app. I'm only on the website. You can go to cameo.com/Jim Norton or Chip Chipperson or Doug Bell and grab yourself a cameo. And I'll talk to you over the weekend, Matt. We got to get ready for next week.
And the guys, just so they know about the fights this weekend, Jimmy.
Yep.
Just so they know, the prelims start 1 p.m. Eastern time.
Yes.
And the main card starts at 4 p.m. Eastern time. I just want them to know that. All right, Jimmy, love you so much. And I'll talk to you in a couple of days.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.